主圣名，我们继续。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue.
那我们谢谢下课的时候有王弟兄来讨论一下。
And thank you, Brother Wong, for that discuss with me after the previous class.
那我们再加这个以赛亚书哈。
Let's add from the book of Isaiah.
谢谢他提醒我们哈。
And he reminded us.
以赛亚书四十四章。
Isaiah chapter 44.
第六节
Verse 6 Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last.
神是首先的，幕后除我以外再没有其他的神。
Beside me there is no God.
那这样的一个重复在圣经里面很多。
And this is actually repeated many times in the Bible.
那个讲神独一的哈。
I'm saying that there's only one God.
那我们看四十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 45.
二十一节、二十二节。
Verse 21 and 22. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there's no other God beside me, a just God and a Savior. There's none beside me. 22. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God and there's no other.
好，最后我们看启示录。
Let's look at Revelations.
第一章第八节。
Verse chapter 1, verse 8.Revelations chapter 1 verse 8 I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
好，我们再看十七节。
Verse 17 When I am saw him, I fell at his feet, and though dead, then he placed his right hand on me and said, Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
好，所以这都是首先幕后都是独一的。
And so he is the first and the last.
好，好，我们谢谢他。
And we thank him.
那我们，如果你有笔记，就把它加上去。
And if you have anything else, you can add.
啊，所以神是独一的。
And so there, God is the one and only.
所以神所有的存在的特性都是独一的。
And God, everything God has is His one and only.
好。来，那神在创世的时候
，and God during the creation，
为什么神的灵要运行在水面上
？Why does He need to hover over the face of the waters？
那个李弟兄就问说，为什么不运行在别的地方
？And Brother Lee asked, why is He not somewhere else？
我只能找出一节经节哈，就是彼得后书三章。
And I could only find one verse, Second Peter chapter 3.
第四节到第七节。
Second Peter chapter 3, verse 4 to 7.
那我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
好。
Second Peter chapter 3, verse 5.For this they willfully forget that by the word of the God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water. 6. By which the world that then existed perished being flooded with water.
中文是说故意忘记从太初凭神的命而有了天并从水而出借水而成的地。
And the earth standing out of water and in the water.
所以创世是开始从水。
And so the creation started from water.
那我们李弟兄有一个建议说，哎，是不是水是代表生命呢？
And so Brother Lee asked, does water symbolize life?
可以啊。
You can.
这是解释问题了哈。
It's a problem of explanation.
我们谢谢他。
We thank him.
好。很欢迎有什么好的，我们一起来学习这样。
And we welcome the good so that we can come and learn together.
好，那我们接下来继续来看圣灵。
And let's look at the Holy Spirit.
在神要做特殊的工作的时候。
And whenever God is doing a special work.
我们来看那个出埃及记第三十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 31.
正常的话
ordinarily.
比如说妈妈爱小孩啦。
And for example, when a mother loves their child,
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
也是神的创造的一个规律，这很自然的。
And this is a natural thing that God has created.
我们在讲那个孝顺哈。
For example, to be filial.
圣经讲很多。
And there's a lot that in the Bible.
圣经很，我还没有看出说。圣经有教导说，你们做父母的要爱你们的儿子哦，
and,
爱你的儿女哦，有没有这样教导啊
？And in the Bible does it say that parents you must love your sons and your daughters？
我还没读到，可能有一天会读到，我不知道。
And I have not read that, and I have read that one day.
神不用讲说父母啊，你们要爱儿女哦。
And because God does not need to tell parents to love their children.
因为神已经在父母的心里种下这个东西了。
And because God has already planted this seed in the heart of parents.
神只是怕你爱错方向。
And God is just afraid that you love them in the wrong direction.
所以神说，你们做父母的，保罗说，要在主里教养他的，你的孩子。
And so God
要教养啊，管教啊，不是，不只是讲爱，爱已经有了，但是不是说不要爱啊？神没有讲，你自然就会有爱。
And God does not instead teaches parents to bring up their children in the word of God and in His commandments, and not just in love because they already have love.
那整个宇宙的运行
，and in all the creation promise of the creation,
都是神的工作。
This is all the work of the Lord.
这是用自然来操作
，and it is
用自然 nature.
And so using nature.
这个 nature 就是神的规律了。
And this is God's order.
你这个会掉下来啊。
And if you throw a pen, it will drop.
这是神的创造。
This is God's creation.
这也是神的定律啊。
And this
我们相信的嘛。
And this is what He has ordered, and we believe.
这就不用再讲，这是所谓的自然的神迹。
And this is a natural miracle.
所以是神迹啊。
Because it itself is a miracle.
在讲圣经里面是这是两种，一种是自然神迹，就是
So there are two types of,
这个就是神迹啊。
So there are two types of miracles. The first is the natural, of a pen falling to the earth.
那另外一种是特殊神迹。
And the other is a special miracle.
那特殊神迹有很多类啊。
And in special miracles there are many different types.
那我们先来看出埃及记三十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 31.
现在神要造会幕嘛，哈。
And God is creating the.
Tabernacle.
The tabernacle.
这是神用特殊的尺寸要造出的特殊的拜神的地方。
And he is using special measurements to create the tabernacle, which is the place to worship God.
好，第二节。
Let's look at verse 2. See, I have called by name Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Ur of the tribe of Judah.
好，第三节。
Verse 3, and I filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship.
神特别哈，以他的灵充满谁啊？
And God specially, who did God specially fill his Spirit with?
比撒列。
And it was Bezalel.
神灵充满他做什么？
And what did he fill him with the Spirit for?
就让他有智慧啦，有聪明啦，有知识啦，各作样的工作。
In wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship.
那他是特殊的哈。
And this is special.
神的灵会不会充满人
？Will God's Spirit fill man?
会。
Yes.
在什么时候
？When?
在旧约。
In the Old Testament.
为了神的工作。
And because for the purpose of God's work,
做特定这件事
，and to do
特定的这件事情
，oh to do a special work，
就充满他，他就有智慧了，开始做了
，and to fill them with wisdom, and then they will be able to do it。
好，我们再看有一个说实在的，他一生实在是有过坏人了。
And let's look at a person who had was very evil in their life.
Evil 倒不是啦，就是行为不好啦。
Oh, they had bad.
行为不好不一定 evil.
And so they had bad actions.
就是我们所认识的参孙啦。
And this is Samson.
那参孙其实他是在恩典中长大，生下来啊。
And because Samson actually grew up under the blessing.
但这个人太使性了。
And
使性怎么讲？使就是很任性就是了，要做什么就什么。
Oh, and he was very strong-willed, and he did whatever he wanted.
但是他是在应许当中生的。
However, he was born under the promise.
因为神要借着他做一件事，不做做一些事了。
Because God wanted him to do certain work.
所以神的灵也说怎么样感动他。
And so sometimes the spirit of the Lord would move him.
他一生做了很多坏事哦。
And even though he did many wicked things in his life, and for us.
但是神还是用他。
However, but God still used him.
就我们昨天吧，是我们有讲过哈，你做大器皿，有时候是什么死得早。
And so, like I've said,
我是做灵性的。
And like I said yesterday, if you are a big vessel, sometimes you die early spiritually.
还要灵修啊。
Because you need to spiritually cultivate yourself.
参孙也一样。
Samson is the same way.
这个器皿，参孙做了很多事情，很有力气哦。
Because
Samson, 救以色列人哦。
Samson did many great things. He saved the Israelites.
我们来看十五章。
Let's turn to
十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
十九节。
Verse 19. Verse 19. Then the spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went to Ashkelon and killed 30 of their men, took their apparel, and gave the changes of clothing to those who explained the riddle. So his anger was aroused, and he went back up to his father's house.
神的灵大大感动他。
And so the spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily.
第四节，第六节。
Verse
6. 十四章六节。
Chapter 14, verse 6.
主的灵大大感动参孙。
And the spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him.
我们看十五章十四节。
Chapter 15, verse 14.
神的灵也大大感动参孙。
Then the spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him.
我们如果有时候把说哦，神灵的感动跟那个你是好人常常连在一起，对不对？
And often we would link that the spirit of the Lord would be linked with it being a good person.
正常是这样子啊。
And normally it is like this.
那有时候呢，神要用你这个器皿。
However, sometimes when God wants to use this vessel.
那你又不灵修。
However, you don't spiritually cultivate yourself.
到最后就像参孙一样。
Then you will be like Samson.
到最后他自己把自己，他那个很有力气啊，那个柱子说自己被自己把那个房子弄到自己压死啊，眼睛被人家抓出来了，挖出来。
At the end, you will
挖眼睛被那个楼房压死。
And at the end, if you do not spiritually cultivate yourself, then you will be like Samson, who killed himself through the pillar, and he had his eyes gorged out.
哦，那个。我们来看最后十六章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 16.
最后第三十节后面。
And starting from verse 30. 30, then Samson.
这样参孙死时所杀的人比活着所杀的还多。
So the dead that he killed at his death were more than he had killed in his life.
神灵有没有感动他？
Did God's spirit move him?
有，这是圣灵的工作啊。
Because this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们教分开哦。
So we need to split the two.
教会在成长的时候。
When the church was growing.
有圣灵工作。
It is a work of the Holy Spirit.
但是有时候小心啊。
However, we need to be careful.
我真心告诉你，最要小心就是传道。
And I tell you the truth, the
第一小心。
The person that needs to be the most careful is the pastors.
为什么魔鬼攻击的第一个对象？
And who is the first person that the, Satan attacks?
所以你们要听我祷告。
So you need to pray for me.
但我不能讲，有时候，上次你还记得我跟你说，我如果三长两短，我要怪你啊，因为你们也没有听我祷告。
And
还记得吗？
And remember last time, I said that if you need to pray for me because if I
三长两短就是。有什么不幸啊？
Huh? Oh, so if anything happens to me.
我是说。
Oh, then that means that we did not pray enough for the pastor.
我上次有讲过见证。
So I've spoken this testimony before.
我一直怕传道当不完。
I'm so afraid that I won't be a pastor to the end.
中途被淘汰掉。
And that that I would be eliminated in the middle.
好了，这个都要小心的。
And so we all need to be careful.
好，圣灵工作。
And so the Holy Spirit works.
跟你是死路一条。
And
参孙不是吗？到最后死路一条。
And that even though he died at the end.
其实哈，做一个平常人哈，还比做参孙好。
And actually, to be an ordinary person is better than being Samson.
参孙在当时是很风光的，不是吗？
Because Samson was very feared.
他很任性的。
And he was very strong-willed.
他要这样就这样。
And what he wanted, he wanted.
到最后，瞎眼压死。
However, at the end, he was, his eyes were gorged out, and he was crushed.
不是一天的事了。
This did not happen in one day.
是，好，那我们再来看。
Let's continue to look.
那我们来看那个以斯拉记。
Let's look at Ezra.
以斯拉记第一章第一节。
Ezra chapter 1, verse 1.
以斯拉记一章一节，你找不到啊
？No, I know.
You know.
找到了。
对不起，因为我跟他比较熟嘛，至少有一个礼拜。
Ezra chapter 一。
你们昨天在问神学生对不对？他说其中之一了，就在这里。你们还说从哪里来？哪里来？他是美国生、美国长的。
Oh yeah.
你们说从哪里啊？啊，第二个就是他。第三个他跑掉了。
他翻译。
OK。就三个嘛。因为昨天我说是不是有什么六个还是有没有还是从台湾来我不知道。没有 就在这里。好。以斯拉记一章第一节。
Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying,
你看神为了要完成他自己所说的话
And in order, so we can see that in order for God to fulfill the word, his word,
激动波斯王古列的心
And he stirred up the spirit of the Cyrus king of Persia.
他才下令说要去重建圣殿。
And so that he will make the so that King Cyrus made the proclamation to restore the temple.
所以这个古列王哈。
And so
King Cyrus.
King Cyrus.
他是那个我们看以赛亚书四十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 45.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
以赛亚书四十四章二十八节。
Isaiah 44, verse 28. Who says of Cyrus, "He is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure," saying to Jerusalem, "You shall be built into the temple; your foundation shall be laid."
神说古列是我的牧人啊。
It says here that Cyrus, he is my shepherd.
如果你听到说神的牧人
And if you hear him say, he is my shepherd,
你一定想说是神的重要工人嘛，对不对？
You would think that this is an important worker of God, because he is a shepherd.
我们现在有时候说啊，传道长老知识他们是神的牧人哦，牧羊哦。
And we will say that, oh, all the pastors and elders and deacons, they are the God's shepherds.
但是这不等于说你就是得救的。
But that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be saved. It is two different matters.
昨天我们讲过哈。
We said before.
我们得救得产业是儿子。
And that when we
是不是
we have this, it is the son that will receive the inheritance.
在座年纪比较大的，你的产业都给谁啊？你有没有给你的那个总经理啊？
And for all, and so for all our older members, do you give your inheritance to your boss?
当然，你们的儿子们都是那个什么， 诸葛亮，就是很灵光的了。
Or do you give it to your children? And of course, your children are all very
很灵光的。
Intelligent.
我以后老了也一样啊。我儿子虽然都是那个什么阿斗，也会给儿子。
And so,
也不会说实在，也不会拿去你家说，哎呀，你家的儿子是诸葛亮，那给你啊。
And so,
是不是很正常，不是吗？
And so myself included, what I have, I will give to my children, my son.
我这是用来比喻这个神跟我们的关系。
And this is used to show the our relationship that we have with God.
我们得救是因为我们是洗礼之后成为神的儿子。
And we
这最宝贵。
And we receive salvation is because after baptism we receive the status as God's children, and this is the most precious.
这个身份要保住啊。
And so we need to hold on to this status.
这个是从得救的真理来的。
And this comes from the truth of salvation.
这个不是说有爱心没爱心的问题啊。
And this is not talking about whether or not we have love.
你不洗礼奉耶稣的名洗礼洗清你的罪，你再用爱心没有用啊。
And if you are not baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, then the love is no use to you.
你罪没有赦。
If you do not wash away your sins,
你再大的爱,
no matter how much love you have,
你不是儿子啊,
you are still not a son.
神也可以用你做很大的事。
God can still use you to do great things.
你全世界你是最大的慈善家。
And you might be the
最大的慈善家。 那个阿毛是不是? Charity.
Philanthropist.So you might be the greatest philanthropist.
对世界人类最有贡献。
Or you might have the most.
有贡献 attribute 吧还是怎么样 attribution?
Oh, you might have a lot of contribution to the
okay.
world.
但是你只是一个鼓励而已啊。
But you are only to being used.
那个 Cyrus.
Oh, you're only a Cyrus.
神用他做很大的事啊。
Is because God used him to do great things.
我们继续再来看哦。
Let's continue to look.
45章第一节。
Let's turn to 45 verse 1.
来，请念。
Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held.
神说哈，我主所高的古列，神高他。
So here it says, the Lord has anointed to Cyrus. So the Lord has anointed him.
我搀扶他的右手。
Whose right hand I have held.
使列国服在他面前。
To subdue nations before him.
哦，这个人多伟大嘛，对不对？做的事情多大
？And so he has done many great things.
嗯，好，我们看第四节啊。
Let's look at verse 4. Four for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you though you have not known me.
你看第四节很有趣哦。
And so verse 4 is very interesting.
神让一个波斯的大王啊，当时是真的很大的王。
And so God used Cyrus, who is a great king,
做很大的事。
Did a great thing.
那个重建圣殿是他出钱出力来叫他们出
and to rebuild,
去做的。
And to rebuild the temple, it was him that provided the materials and the money to rebuild it.
是为什么呢
？Why?
是因我仆人雅各我所拣选的以色列人的缘故啦。
And this reason it's for Jacob my servant's sake and Israel my elect.
其实在当时这些以色列人啊，神所拣选的是一堆的什么阿斗啊，他们被掳啊。
And so actually,
很穷啊。
And so at the time these people, God's chosen people, the Israelites at the time were in, were very poor.
你去查历史哈。
If you look at the history,
当然我昨天没有讲完，在这里你想到犹太人就是有钱有势，金融都他们控制，对不对
？And so, today when we think of the Jew, Jewish people, we think that they are very wealthy and they are very intelligent.
你去查历史
If you look at their history,
自从被掳之后
，after they have been taken captive,
犹太人历史他们都是在那个社会里面哈，都是。最穷的都是 slum area， 那个什么不是 slum， 是那个 slum area。
Oh, and so after they have been sent in exile, they have always lived in the slums.
犹太人是你历史以来都是一听到犹太人就现在是很高贵了，以前呢、啊。
And before, if they heard, if you hear of the Jews, then you would spit.
嗯，但是他是神的儿女哦。
And however, they are God's chosen people.
神用大王来替他们做事情。
And God used a great king to do their work.
用三国来讲，就是什么？诸葛亮要扶什么阿斗？
诸葛亮。
但是诸葛亮还是不得救，所以不得救不是儿子了。
And so, it is like
阿斗还是儿子，还是王啊
？And it's like a someone who is very capable raising up someone who is poor or not as well.
用人间来讲，哈。人间来讲
，As for people，
神才是自作多情，你知道吗？自作多情啊！你看哦，神说我就提名招你。
And so the Lord says, I have even called you by your name.
你虽不认识我
，I have named you though you have
not known me. 人家不认识你耶。
And the Israelites don't know God.
对不对？啊，你还提名招他。
And that,
也不是自作多情啊。
And so even though the Israelite people didn't know God, he still raised them up.
那神还说，我要加给你名号。
And God says that I will give you, I have named you.
对不对？这个人间这个想不通的嘛。
And this is something that
人家不是不认识你，还提名他，还要给他加名号，还神还跟他束腰，给他能力，给他，对不对？自作多情。
And so this is something that cannot be explained by human logic. Why would a person who does not even know your name, why would they give them money or things?
也可以啊。神给他 power authority,
or power and authority.
比帮你还多了，不错，你头脑转得很快啊。因为现在的 money 比较实用嘛，对不对？
Yeah, because money and can be used for many things today.
好，为什么神这样子？
So why does God do this?
神激动他，激动他的心。
And that is because God moved the heart of King Cyrus
做大事
to do this great thing.
对，是他不认识神呢。
But
神自己讲啊。
But King Cyrus did not know.
虽然你不是认识我，但是我叫你做这事。
So even though they didn't know his name, he would still had him do this thing.
跟我们今天一样。
In the same way.
我们昨天讲那个分社教会一样，有时候你。在做圣工里面，你做了很大的事，其实有时候是你不认识神。
And in the same way, today, yesterday, when we were talking about the splitting of the church, sometimes we may think that we are doing a great deed, but that means that we do not know God.
这是不是正常的？
And this is not natural.
正常应该是你认识神，你是神的儿子，服侍神。
And it is normal for you to know God, and so that you can serve God.
这个是非常宝贵的哦。
And this is very precious.
我们来看一节圣经啊、哦，那个马拉基书。
Let's turn to Malachi.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第十三节到第十八节。
Malachi chapter 3.
十三节到十五节是坏的。
And so from verse 13 to 15, it is bad.
就是顶撞神的哈，顶撞神的。
And they, the Israelites are speaking arrogantly against God.
那他们把那个狂傲的称作有福啊。
And they, say that the arrogant are blessed.
好，这个坏的就不要读了，读太多也是头痛。
And so let's not read the bad because if we read too much, we get a headache.
我们不是这样子的。
Because we are not like that.
我们是怎么样呢
？What are we?
看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
坏的存在，好的也有啊。
Because if there are bad, then there are good.
那时呢，敬畏神的人彼此谈论。
And then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another.
你们当父母呢，有时候那个你的孩子两个兄弟在谈，就是很和蔼的在谈一些很爱的，你在那边听得很感动的。
And,
如果吵架都头痛了。
And as a parent, when you hear your children speaking to each other in love, then would you not be touched? On the other hand, if you see them arguing, would you not have a headache?
我们都是敬畏神的。
Because we, today we all fear God.
以敬畏的心来谈论。
And if we use a heart of fearing God to speak to one another,
你会看到什么现象？
What will we see?
神呢？哦，侧耳听啊。
The Lord listened.
这是用、哦、恐怕听不到啊，哦、侧耳听。
And so he listened and heard them.
然后呢，有纪念册在神的面前。
And so a book of, of remembrance was written before him.
然后呢，记录那些敬畏神、思念他名的人，记下来。
And so, so this book of remembrance was written for before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on His name.
门神纪念有很多方法，这其中之一，弟兄姊妹敬畏神一起讲话，神就记录了。
And when,
是不是这样子的
？And when brothers and sisters fear the Lord and they speak to one another, then God is remembering this.
这个是很容易的嘛，对不对
？And it records it, and this is something that is very easy for us.
但是也不容易啊。
However, actually, it is very difficult.
弟兄要和睦同居，难哦。
It is for everyone to be together is very difficult.
好，我们再来看哈。
Okay, let's continue to look.
那个万军之主说。
And they
在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必怜悯他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
17, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spares his own son who serves him.
我们人哦，你对你的孩子有时候很连续，很爱。
Sometimes towards our own children, we have a lot of love, and we have a lot of mercy for them.
因为你的孩子服侍你。
Because your children serve you.
这我们当父母的哈。
And as a parent.
如果一个小孩哈。
And if a child,
他真的晓得爸爸好。
And if he really knows that,
我听一个见证、哦、那个一个弟兄跟我讲。
And if he really knows that our father is good, then I heard this testimony.
这个不是讲台的啦，是私下的。
And this is not on the pulpit.
他说，你知道吗
？Did you know?
我现在买了一栋房子。
I bought a house.
我说你那么有钱啊。
And I asked him, you have so much money.
他说不是啦。
And he replied, "No, I do not."
他说他大学毕业之后
，And he said that after I graduated from college.
他很感谢父母给他的供应他。他说，那第一个月的所有薪水呢，就把它封起来，写给爸爸说：“爸爸，我一生受你照顾，现在我开始赚钱了哈。我第一个月的第一个薪水全部给你。”
And after
他说表示一个心意了。
And after he started working, his first month's salary, he actually sealed it up in an envelope and sent it to his parents saying, thank you so much for giving me everything and for taking care of me.
结果怎么样?
And what happened as a result?
不久通知了, huh?
And afterwards, he was notified.
他爸爸买了一栋房子过他的名叫他搬进去。哇,怎么这样子?一个月的薪水换一栋房子啊
and afterwards his father brought him a house and how is it that one month's salary can buy a house
这是在讲神啊
and this is talking about God
我必连续他们这是神说我要连续我的子民我的孩子们
and it says they shall be mine
他用人间的这个比喻了
and so so he uses the relationship between men
好像人哈、哦、连续服侍他自己的这个，就是说，服侍他的儿子，爸爸当然很连续他。说实在的，所有的都给他，但是他会给你就是了，不会说给他就要跑掉啊，你就糟糕了，什么都没有。
And so it is that I will spare them as a man spares his own son, and who serves him.So not only does the father serve the son, but the son also serves the father.
我们服侍神一样啊。
In the same way,
昨天我们讲过哈。
And in the same, we have the same way in our servitude, and we spoke about this yesterday. When we serve Jesus,
真的服侍
truly serve,
就是你跟从耶稣
means that you follow Jesus Christ.
就是要否定自己 deny yourself.
It means that you need to deny yourself.
然后呢，跟着耶稣
and follow Jesus.
服侍他。
Serve him.
天父就怎么样?
And what will happen?
向你扬脸啊, 哦，你专门来讲，不是吗？天父尊重你啊。
And then the Father will respect you, honor you.
哎，我们讲过这个 honor 这个字就是孝顺的英文呐。
And
孝顺英文怎么翻
？Filial.
It's honor.
Honor.
同一个字了 ，honor. Honor. 我们 honor 父母。现在神 honor you， 神 honor 你呀。
So if we honor our parents, then God will honor us, and it is the same honor.
当然不是说我们比神大。
Not saying that we are greater than God.
这是表示说你真的服侍神，神真的看着。
And it's saying that if we truly serve God, then God will see it.
这不容易的。所以在这里属神呢，神会连续我们，好像爸爸连续这个服侍他的儿子。
And it says that as a man spares his own son who serves him.
全世界哈，在家里面我们欺负最多的是谁？父母，从小欺负到大，是不是？欺负啊！哦，没有，你没有欺负你爸爸妈妈吗？
And,
才怪呢！
No, no, fine. And so, so as children, the people that we hurt the most are our parents.
为什么？因为你爸爸妈妈一直爱你啊，你不会怕他跑掉的。
Because our parents will always love us, and we are not afraid that our parents will run away.
一个年轻人啊。
And a young person.
哦，他妈妈有一天打电话给我，我传道，我。一说我是谁，他就传道，就开始哭啊！我说糟糕，什么事情
？And one time, a sister called me, and once I said, "Who is this?" She started crying.
让她哭完了。
Once she stopped crying,
我说什么事啊
？I asked her, "What is wrong?"
当然，讲结果就好。
And just say the
他说看我一个儿子啊。
He said that my second son.
我说半夜不回来去撞球，也不是说做坏事，就是喜欢撞球。他妈妈等他死
了。Billards. Okay. And so that saying that oh my son doesn't come home, he just plays billards all night long. And I can't sleep.
等他。
Because I'm waiting for him to come home.
这当中这个孩子不是非常乖就是了。
And at the time, this son was not obedient.
最后他妈妈跟他说，儿子啊，你会把妈妈气死啊。
And then so the mom said to him, if you make me angry, you will make me so angry and die.
他说我儿子就笑笑来说，妈妈你不能死耶，你死了我要气谁呢？
And then the son replied, you cannot die because if you die, then who can we make angry?
他的同学谁让他气啊？
And it's like, who can they make angry?
你气人家揍你啊。
And
his, 除非你很壮，谁让你气啊？
Who else can make you make angry?
谁能够气？他说，妈妈，你不能死哦，你死了我要气谁呢？哦，他妈妈听的是谁？那你怎么办？
And so, what can you do if your son says this?
哇，我说，你们祷告，那个年底有灵修会，全部去。全家带来。
And so, I told her that, oh, as a family, at the end of the year, there will be a spiritual convocation, and as a whole family, you should attend.
经过几天之后，他得圣灵了。
And after a couple days, he received the Holy Spirit.
那回去之后
，When they went home,
啊，他很高兴说，啊，很有用哎，他现在哦，就替我倒垃圾了。
And she said, "Oh, it's very effective."
因为他家住楼上，要倒垃圾要倒下面去。
And it's very effective because now my son helps me take out the trash.
你倒垃圾就攻击也蛮大的、啊。
And
这个世界哪有这样的事情
？And just by throwing away the trash, it made such a big difference.
就是父母就是这样子。
How, and for the parent and for parents, it is like this.
实在是我们欺负最多的就是父母。
And so who we bully the most are our parents.
有没有？不要欺负那么多就好了。
So don't bully them too much.
小孩子啊， 他如果有东西要给小孩子说啊，巧克力给爸爸吃一口，他都要拿来削下来，不忍心吃，有时候吃他一口，等一下就怎么样？他是那吃那么一小小，对不对？等一下整包都给他了，是不是？
And so when a parent wants to give them a child chocolate, and then you might tell them that, oh, you can only eat a little bit, but later on you will give them the whole chocolate.
所以以儿子的身份来服侍神。
And so using the status as a son to serve the Lord.
跟从主服侍神。
To follow God and serve Him.
神都向你扬脸了，向你不只是敬礼。扬脸呢，这个、
And God will look upon them.
神都尊敬你，天父都尊敬你。
God will honor.
好，不要你只是一个器皿啊，神的灵的感动啊，做事到最后是破坏的。
And if you are just a vessel, then God at the end, God it can be destroyed.
好，那我们来看约珥书。约珥书。
Joel.
Joel.Joel chapter 2 verse 28. 约珥书二章二十八节。Hosea 的旁边。
经常就忘记了。
没有关系。
二
十八节。
2 verse 28.
28节。
28.
那个打不对的。28节。
Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
好，这是以后了哈。
And this is later.
这是应许哦。
And this is a promise.
神要把他的灵降在凡有血气的。
And God will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
这个就是不是特殊的。
This is not special.
这是每个人都要。
This is for everyone.
给你们哈。
And they will pour out.
还有你们的儿女。
For your sons and your daughters.
老的少的都有。
For your old men and your young men.
那第二十九节。
Verse 29, even on my spirit, servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
好，神的灵要降下。
And God's spirit will come down.
我们知道这个就是所谓的应许的圣灵。
This is the promised Holy Spirit.
写这个的时候，差不多主耶稣之前八百年了。
And this is about 800 years before Jesus Christ.
等啊，等等等等。
And they keep waiting and waiting.
这就是父的应许。
This is the Father's promise.
好，那我们看要应验哈。
And to use the word.
不是 fulfill.
Oh, to fulfill.
哎，应验就是路加福音二十四章。
Luke 24.
耶稣要升天。
Jesus Christ is ascending to heaven.
那主耶稣跟他们讲了哈。
And Jesus Christ tells them.
他们要去传福音。
That they need to preach the gospel.
那然后呢，二十四章。第四十九节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
好，耶稣说我要将父所应许的降在你们身上。
And Jesus Christ says, Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.
父应许什么？
What did the Father promise?
就是要降下圣灵。
Which is the promised Holy Spirit.
所以这个叫做所谓的应许的圣灵。
So this is the promised Holy Spirit.
这个应许的圣灵的工作跟这个是有区别的。
And the work of the promised Holy Spirit is different from
神的灵运行在水面上哈。
Is in the spirit of God hovering over the earth of the waters.
神的灵感动参孙，对不对？大大感动。
In the same way, God's spirit moved mightily in Samson. 神
激动那个古列的心。
And God moved the heart of King Cyrus.
神的灵充满比撒列。比撒列就是做会幕的那个有智慧有巧匠的那个，有没有？
Yeah, and God.
出埃及记三十四章吧。
And yeah, so God moved the heart of Bezalel to have wisdom in Exodus chapter 3, verse 24.
哦，好，就是 那个是特殊的，就是为了做一件事情感动。
And so,
之后就不是说 永远跟你同在了。
And so, this is, movement, and it is not, with them, the whole time.
哦，那现在这个父所应许的圣灵呢？
And what about the promise? What about the promise of the Father?
就是保惠师，保惠师是counselor 或是 paracletos。来，我们来看一下那个约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
十四章的第十六节。
John 14 verse 16.Verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
啊，这个是要跟你同在，怎么样？永远同在，对不对？
That he may abide with you forever.
Abide with you forever. 这就是我们现在所得到的应许的圣灵。
And so this is the promised Holy Spirit.
是给每个。
And it's for everyone.
成为儿女。
Those that are sons and daughters.
我们也知道嘛，这个在这祷告会一定都会讲的啦。要得圣灵，这是什么进天国基业的凭据
？And we know from all prayer sessions that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we need the Holy Spirit.
其实你受洗之后
，after you baptize，
已经是应许了。
It has already been promised to you.
应许就是说他已经答应给你了。
It is for a guarantee that you will receive it.
不是 guarantee.应许就是 promised。
Oh, it's promised.
应许要给你。
And it's promised to be given to you.
但是你要去求。
But you need to ask for it.
这个当中有一点怎么样？这个很奇妙的。
This is very miraculous.
有的人求得快，有的求得慢。
And some people receive it early and some later.
但是都不用怕。
But you do not need to be afraid.
但是要求就是。
But you need to ask.
那个，我们看那个以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah chapter 55.
第一节。
Verse 1. Isaiah 55 verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat.Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
这个有时候在属灵的两个境界里面，常常用人间来讲是矛盾的。
And sometimes, if we use the spirit, we can often be confused.
如果一个广告哈
，For example, an advertisement
是一切免费。
It says everything is free.
你要来买
？Will you when you come?
晕倒了。
Would you?
你就晕倒了。
You'll faint.
这里是讲什么呢
？What does it say?
说一切干渴的都来就近水，没有钱的也可以来，没有钱可以来啊。
It says, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy.
你们要来买了吃。
Yes, come buy wine and milk.
但是这个买不用钱呢。
And you need to buy it without money.
也不用钱，也不用价值，也来买。
And so without money and without price.
这个是绝对不通的嘛，对不对
？This is something that is very difficult to understand.
如果你要看广告说不用钱来买，那你看的这个怎么办？你要不要去啊？你想说奇怪，不用钱哦，但是要买哦。
And if you see an advertisement that says you can come and everything is free and you don't need to buy, you will think that is very it's very odd and.
这圣灵也一样。
Holy Spirit is the same way.
你已经应许给儿女，我们受洗的神儿女应许了。
It's already been promised to his sons and daughters.
但是你不要说给就给嘛，不给拉倒。
And
你个性就强了。
And
对不对
？And you'll just say if he gives it, then he gives it.
不是。
However, that's not the case. You need to ask.
路加福音第十二章，十一章也讲嘛，那个求。
And Luke chapter 11,
那个敲门的故
事啊。Says that you need to ask, you need to knock.
你有朋友来了，没东西给他。
And when a friend comes and they have no food.
你去隔壁朋友敲啊。
And you keep knocking.
那里面人说不要吵啊，我已经睡了，孩子睡了。
And you knock at your neighbor's door, and the person says, "Do not bother me. The door is already locked."
不要吵啊。
Don't bother me.
你们听了绝对不会感动的。
You will not feel touched.
因为你家太大了嘛，对不对？孩子睡跟我有什么关系？他说孩子睡了，你这样说孩子睡就睡，你到下面拿冰箱东西还离那么远。
And you might say,
是不是?
It doesn't matter if your children are in bed because you get up from the refrigerator or the kitchen, you don't need to bother your children.
在非洲哦，理解的比你快。
And in Africa, they understand better, faster than us.
最原始的哦，你可能没有住过这样子的，这是草的哦。草。
And so that is made out of grass, the roof.
那这是圆的。
And it's circular.
一栋房子
One house.
一栋房子，差不多从那个墙到这样子。
And it is only about that size, and you can and it moves. Oh, does it move? Oh, it's one room.
就门进来哈。
动。
不是不移动吗？不然。
No, no. It one room, one room.
乡下比较穷的，就全部睡在一起。
And so for areas which is more poor, they sleep together in that one room.
有一家哈，差不多十个小孩，他们就一个一个排一个。
And in a family, they had 10 children, and they would just line up together on the floor.
然后父母常常是有时候用一个布哈隔起来在这里。
And they will use a cloth to separate the room, and then the parents sleep on the other side.
好，那然后呢？门在那里嘛。
And the door is there.
里面暗暗的啦。
It is dark inside.
当然没有灯了。
They do not have light inside.
有人说你去，如果去乡下，有人说啊，你去那边给我献个 email。我说对了。
And
你没水没电。
And so, and in villages, they do not have water and they do not have electricity.
好，那用那个小油灯呢？
And so they have an oil lamp.
小孩子睡了嘛？
And so the children are sleeping.
就爸爸妈妈门关了，他到那个来睡觉，就睡觉。
And then the father will close the door and then blow out the candle or the lamp.
如果没有月亮的日子啊，你真的手这样看不见了。
And if there's no moon, then you cannot. If there's no moonlight, then you will not be able to see your hand in front of you.
就是在黑里面是真的。
It's darkness.
你可能没有遇到过那么暗。
You probably have not seen it that dark.
我曾经睡跟不是说跟他们睡了，他们就把一栋给我睡啊。
And one time they gave me
跟他们就是几个
hut to sleep in.
我头上面还有鸡啊。
And on top of my head, there's a chicken. Because my head is more sensitive. Because my head is more sensitive than your head.
有时候下雨了，第一个雨，我就跟我太太说下雨，她说没，她没有感觉。
And so I'll tell my wife when after the first drop of rain, saying, "Oh, it's raining," and my wife will tell me that, "Oh, I didn't have any feeling."
她要大滴一点才有感觉。
And it has to be a bigger drop of rain for her to feel it.
那在这种情况之下，外面敲门，你是在没有灯了，你不小心会踩到孩子哦，你会踩到鸡，那鸡会狗跳啊。
And
说晚上。
So if there's someone knocking in the night and you have to go answer the door, then you might be afraid that you might step on your children or a chicken.
所以那个人外面敲啊。
So when a person is knocking at the door.
我已经睡了。
And you say, I'm already sleeping.
我孩子也睡了。
My children are sleeping.
2000年前，耶稣那个时候没有电灯，你不要说啊，开着电灯，冰箱里面有东西。
And 2000 years ago, during the time of Jesus Christ, there's no electricity, so there's no refrigerator with food inside.
你查一查，那个时候也很多像非洲人一样，一个房间睡很多人。
And if you look at it, you'll see that the people at the time also lived in in a hut.And they, especially in the countryside.
其实很麻烦的。
And this is actually a great hassle.
外面这个人用现在人的眼光来看，实在是有够不要脸。
And you will say that this person is the person outside knocking the door is very shameful.
那个他一直叫啊。
Because they keep knocking.
中文是翻译情辞迫切哈。
And in Chinese, it says without ceasing.
那因不是情辞迫切，他因最后那个里面起来给他了嘛哈？为什么呢？是因为他情辞迫切，不是因为他是朋友啊。
Okay, and so because he knocked with great persistence, and so that finally the friend gets up and opens the door.
有德文哦，德文是说因为他不要脸
，and
unverschämt， 这个很骂人很强的。Unverschämt 就是不要脸。
And so in the original text, it says that he has
不是
original,
no, 是 German.
Oh, in German, oh, it says that he has no.
所以求圣灵要不要脸的求。
And he was not ashamed of asking.
你对谁最不要脸？
Who are you ashamed by?
也是对你父母。
And it's also your parents.
有一次我一个孩子外面玩的满头是汗，他跑进来叫妈妈，妈妈不在嘛，他就跑到楼上找我，他说爸爸，我可要喝水啊。
And so my child came and he was all very sweaty and he came to me saying that I need to drink water.
那我跟他开玩笑。
And I joked with him.
我说我有没有欠你啊？
I said, do I owe you?
我有没有欠他？
Do I owe you anything?
我常跟孩子讲，你是光屁股来的。
And that you came naked. Came out, were born naked.
这我家。
This is my house.
我的家。
This is my house.
那因为我生你，所以给你成为我家的一个人啊。
And so because I gave birth to you, so you can become a part of my house.
我说我有没有欠你？
Do I owe you?
他当然说没有。
And then I feel.
一定这样子吗？
And the child says, "Oh, I, you do not."
我说，你我没有欠你，你怎么向我要呢？
And so if I do not owe you, why do you ask for me?
他回答的哈，我他说，因为我叫你爸爸。
And so he replied, "Because I call you my dad."
我知道去哪。
So I went to get the water.
你拿一百万叫。那个奥巴马叫你爸爸，我看他不会啊，会不会
？If you give $1 million to Obama to tell him to call you father, will he call you father or dad?
应该不会，会不会
？Probably not.
连弟兄，你试试看啊！你写封信，我这里有一百万，你在公众叫我一声爸爸，我就把这个给你。
And
会不会
？Your brother, you should ask.
我不知道，看他的。
And you should ask.
It's depends. 好了，降到十块钱。
What if I gave you $10?
不会啦，那只是一杯水而已啊。
It's only one cup of water.
你就是口渴的不行了，你也不会叫他爸爸嘛。
And you, even though you're very thirsty, you still will not call them dad.
所以一定给，叫爸爸就给。
If you call dad, then they will give.
应许圣灵也一样。
Same thing with the promise, Holy Spirit.
小孩子求，最不要脸了，对。
And a child might keep asking, and they are not, they don't feel ashamed.
那些小朋友那么小的，他啊哭了，你说不要哭啊，丢脸，是你丢脸还是他丢脸
？And the younger a child is, the more they feel less ashamed. Like when a child cries, you tell them to please stop crying because you feel that you don't want them to cry.And however, it is you that feel ashamed, not your child.
求圣灵绝对不要看面子。
And when you are asking for the Holy Spirit, you cannot be trying to save your own face.
你是向天父要啊。
Because you are asking from our Heavenly Father.
他答应给你。
He has promised to you.
就是要给你。
And he will give it to you.
时候问题。
But it is a matter of time.
说老实，主耶稣非常怜悯我。
And because if we, Jesus Christ is very merciful towards us.
外教会都认为说，你洗礼之后就已经得到圣灵，对不对？就有圣灵了。
Because other churches believe that when you are baptized, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，你们那个说你们得到圣灵说方言，这是恩赐啦。
And that when you have the Holy Spirit and you speak in tongues, this is a spiritual gift.
最近教会有人在讲这样子。
And there are some people in church that are like this.
有一个才18岁。小孩子，他从小带他长大，现在怎么头脑变了？
And,
外教会的头脑怎么进到真耶稣教会来
？And a child that is now grew up in church is now 18 years old, but still now has this concept from another church.
我太太受洗差不多三四年都没有圣灵哦。
And my wife, after she was baptized for more than 30 years, she did not receive the Holy Spirit.
我一直在替她祷告。
I keep praying for her.
我想说这个是也是我的家的一个，如果要出事的话，这是一个破口。
And that if for me, I kept praying because I felt that if there's something bad to happen, this would be a hole.
现在我们是祷告会时间嘛。
This is now time for prayer session.
然后呢？有时候我们在祷告，家庭祷告。
So sometimes in our family prayers.
教会祷告。
In our church prayers.
他有时候想说，不要祷告那么大声了，吵死了！你们有圣灵，讲那么大声，我没有圣灵那么小声，然后呢，我都不能集中啊。
And during a prayer.
没有圣灵反而怎么样讲我们呢？
And so she would say, oh, please don't pray so loudly because you guys already have the Holy Spirit that I can't concentrate in when I don't have the Holy Spirit.
你看三十年呢。
For 30 years.
感谢神啊。
And praise the Lord.
现在我们家祷告他最大声。
And now when she,
因为刚得圣灵啊，很大声。
And so now when we pray at home, my wife is now the loudest because she has just received the Holy Spirit. The receive the Holy Spirit the most recent.
那个去年底今年初，就去年年底啊，得到圣灵。
And she received the Holy Spirit last year towards the end of the year.
圣灵降下，她一直哭啊。
And when the Holy Spirit came down, she kept shedding tears.
她以前最不喜欢听人家讲得圣灵的见证。
And
说老实，我们夫妻才知道，但公众她不会讲啊，会讲，臭个脸，为什么？我都没有啊，你讲的那么好。
And so, at the time, my wife, would tell me at home that she doesn't like to listen to testimonies about people receiving the Holy Spirit because she'd feel that why do they receive it and I don't have it.
最不能忍受的是有时候有一个路过的慕道者啊，一来就得圣灵。
And what is,
哇，他实在是。
And she really couldn't understand how it might be a truth seeker that was just passing by and they would receive the Holy Spirit.
我们正常的有圣灵就很高兴啊，感谢主啊，臭着脸走了。
And however, and for people that the people that have the Holy Spirit will say, "Thank God that you receive the Holy Spirit."
心里就传到娘了，你想想看。
And this is the wife of a pastor, so if you think about it,
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
她得到圣灵。
That she received the Holy Spirit.
说用私心来讲的话，我如果口袋有圣灵，我老早给他了。第一个是我的太太，又是他以前是当负责人，因为没有很多人，后来因为没圣灵，又人家说不可以当，我就没有当。
And so, at the time, if I could have given her the Holy Spirit, I would.
感谢神。
And praise the Lord.
这完全是神的怜悯呐。
And this is God's mercy.
我才想到我妈妈。
And so I asked my mom.
她从小洗礼哦。
She was baptized since she was born. When she was
60年才得圣灵。
She took her 60 years to receive the Holy Spirit.
加一倍。
Oh, it was double the amount.
我妈妈60岁的时候。
And when my mom was 60 years old.
那时候我的大儿子哈。
Her oldest son. Oh, my oldest son.
那时候。送回台湾，我想说，送回台湾哦，受训让他读小学啊。
And I wanted to send him to Taiwan to and to be in elementary school in second grade.
8岁。
And he was 8.
那我妈妈是照顾他嘛哈。
And my mother would take care of him.
60岁嘛哈。
And she was 60.
还不错了哈。是，那因为这个孙嘛啊，有时候林恩惠他带着走，他就跟我儿子说。要求圣灵啊，小孩子快啊！但是自己没圣灵啊。
And so she would tell my son, "When it's spiritual convocation, you need to pray for the Holy Spirit." But she herself, she did not have the Holy Spirit.
那我儿子当然不知道，就说哦，阿妈说要求圣灵。
And so my son, of course, did not know, and just thought, "Oh, my grandmother told me that I need to pray for the Holy Spirit."
啊，带去这里灵会，那里灵会。
And so, this spiritual convocation, another spiritual convocation.
好求圣灵啊！
And just ask, pray for the Holy Spirit.
可以装东张西望啊！
And don't be concentrated in your prayer.
阿妈替你祷告。
And grandmother, I will pray for you.
你不要以为说你没有圣灵就不能替你祷告啊！
And it is
神也是听得见的，神 神不会说只会听灵言，不会听你悟性祷告。
And God will not only listen to the prayers of those who have the Holy Spirit. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, God will listen to your prayers. Still listen to your prayers.
没有圣灵，阿妈就替没有圣灵的孙子祷告。
And so, his grandmother did not have the Holy Spirit. Prayed, for a grandchild that did not have the Holy Spirit.
他们参加了有好几个灵恩会。
And so they attended many spiritual convocations.
最后他们两个都得到圣灵。
And at the end, both of them received the Holy Spirit.
我妈妈六十啊。
My mother was 60 years old.
那时候是六十多。
A little over 60.
我二十八岁的时候。
And my son was 8.
十几年前的事情了。
And this happened over a decade ago. And so you need to ask for the Holy Spirit.
一定给啊。
They will, and it is a promise.
你洗礼之后就是神的儿子。
Because after you are baptized, you become a child of God.
但是你没有圣灵内住哦，你不要啊。你受洗之后，
yeah.
我们受洗之后，
After you're baptized,
就神的儿女了。
Then you become a child of God.
但是神要给你印证，
and God will give you a sign,
就是应许的圣灵，
which is the promise Holy Spirit.
这个应许的圣灵不是说我们说哦做工的恩赐哦，不是。
And this is not a gift of doing spiritual work.
这是进天国的凭据啊，圣经不是这样讲的吗？
And this is the seal or a guarantee to go to heaven.
怎么得到？
How do you receive it?
求。
To ask.
在德国，
In Germany,
那个两年前，
2 years ago,
这个可能你听过见证，有一个姊妹叫苏珊，她的一个，她先生是德国人。
And a sister named Susan, her husband is German.
她根本就，哦，是他们的夫妻啊，太太，他们都不信啊，那太太先来信。
And so the wife was the first to come and believe.
那他先生都带他太太来，如果有灵恩会，带他到山上都载他来，啊，自己就在外面乘凉，或是他就出去了，就走了。
And so the husband would take his wife to if there was a spiritual convocation, however the husband would just wait outside or go somewhere else.
那这个人也不错了，我们就可以交通讲一些有的没有的，啊，讲到信仰，他说 no。
And so this person, this husband was easy to talk to. However, if you want to talk to him about faith, he would say no.
好，后来他那个癌症，
however,
讲结果就好了。
Later, he had cancer.
送到安宁病房。
And he was sent to the emergency room.
那时候我在，那时候在 Philadelphia.
At the time, I was in Philadelphia.
那他的透过那个我太太说，怎么办？他在安宁病房已经快要没命了，怎么办呢？因为传道不在，谁来办丧礼啊
？And so he was in the terminal 安宁病房。
安宁病房就是那个 hospice。
Oh, and so he was in the hospice, and at the time my wife called me and said, "There's no pastor. What can we do?"
因为在这之前，我要离开之前，我跟他太太说，我去看他好不好？他说。不要，他来要把我赶出去。
And at the time before I left, because I asked his wife, and she said, and she said, no, because he said that if you came, then he will tell you to go out of the room.
好，那我在那菲尔店，我叫求主怜悯啊，我不敢说让他不死啊。
And in
求主怜悯，要个解决啊，看怎
么办。And at Philadelphia, when I was praying about him, asking God for mercy.
工作完就 回德国了。
And so after I went back to Germany.
我就跟太太联络，她说还没死啊。
And I contacted his wife, and his wife said that he had not passed away yet.
我说你来机场接我，一般都是如果从美国回去，都自己搭火车回家的了。
And so and I
接我直接就去医院看他。
And I told her, come pick me up from the airport, and then you can take me straight to go see him.
我说让他赶来赶了。
And so he.
如果赶我，也让他赶了，就要去。
And that, oh, if he wants to tell me to go away, then he can tell me to go away.
我去了。
So I went.
他已经快要已经起不来了，连上厕所都没有办法了。
And he could no longer go to the bathroom by himself.
当然也没办法赶我了。
And he could not tell me to go away.
我们就唱诗。
So then we sang at him.
就是我太太那时候我还有一个小朋友。
And at the time, it was me, my wife, and a little kid.
还有他的我们就唱诗
and then we sang hymn together.
唱完诗就读圣经
Afterwards we sang, we read the Bible.
这个当中他就坐起来了
And in the middle of this he stood up.
然后我想说哎，神工作
And I said this is God's work.
他就坐在那里听
And then he was listening.
那后来我们要走之前当然差不多半个小时他又躺下去了
And however,
因为几天已经起不来了
And so after about half an hour afterwards, before we left, he laid back down.
我说明天我会再来。
And I told him I'm going to come back tomorrow.
你就去了。
And so I went.
去了整个一个小时都是听我们唱诗，我讲道给他听。
And so I went back for another hour.
就要到了，当然就洗礼、洗脚、礼圣餐、礼这个。
And so we went back for another hour singing hymns and And studying the Bible, talking about the five basic doctrines.
那就跟他祷告。
And so we prayed together.
这时候他就很顺服了，你跟他按手，他。
And so at the time, he was very submissive. If you lay hands on him, he was very willing.
那第三天也去。
And the third day I went.
那第四天安息日哈。
And the fourth day was Sabbath.
我说明天安息日你要来守安息。
And I told him, oh, tomorrow is the Sabbath. You need to come.
没有跟他商量了，就是你要来就是。
And I didn't really discuss with him. I just told him you need to come to Sabbath.
他也真的来了。
And he really came.
我们还准备了，想说他没有撑那么久嘛，我们是整天聚会啊。
And so
坐了五个小时啊。
And so we actually prepared for him because we thought that he would not be able to handle the whole day. However, he was able to stay there the whole time.
要回家之前呢、啊。
And so before he went home,
他说他想受洗啊。
He said he wanted to be baptized.
好了，那想受洗就开支会了。
And so, since he wanted to be baptized, then we need to hold a church council meeting.
那支会他说看样子给他洗礼，所以隔天特别洗礼啊。
And so the church council
没有灵恩会什么。
And the church council saw that how he was, and so they agreed and they allowed him to be baptized. And so the next day he was baptized.
他很高啊。
And he was very tall.
这个受洗也是神迹啊！就洗，他走下去，差不多要用一个钟头，从车子到那个洗礼起来，不到十分钟就去换衣服了。
And
大家很高兴。
So it took him about an hour to go from the car to be baptized. However, after baptism, it only took him 10 minutes to go change his clothes.
所以洗礼了。
And so baptism.
回去办圣餐了。
And then we did the Holy Communion.
洗脚礼了。
Foot washing.
他还守安息日的。
And he kept the Sabbath.
好，回去之后呢
？And when he went back,
我是每天去看他。
I went since I went every day.
越来越糟糕。
It got worse and worse.
到最后又不起不来了。
And at the end, he couldn't get up again.
那最后一天呢
？And on the last day,
我一进去啊
，I went in.
之所以在安宁病房，他只有他一个人的安宁病房。
And so he was in a hospice by himself.
他我进去，他祷告讲灵言呢、啊。
He was praying and he was speaking in tongues.
啊，我才忘记说，哎呀，对不起啊，因为我没有叫他求圣灵啊，你知道吗
？And I was like, oh no, I forgot to tell him to pray for the Holy Spirit.
他就得到圣灵了。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他太太说，哇，怎么这样子？因为我们没有想到的了。
And his wife was like, oh, what? How is it like this? I never, we didn't think of it.
那其实那个下午他就走了。
And that afternoon, he passed away.
这是我一生里面哈当传道最短的信徒。
And this is my life. This is the shortest lifespan of a member that I have seen as a pastor.
从受洗到死只有四天多。
And so from being
baptized. 星期天洗礼，一二。日一二三，那个四天多就死了。
And so from his baptism to being called by the Lord was only 4 days.
神也赐给他圣灵。
God gave him the Holy Spirit.
当然最好不要这样子了，对不对
？However, of course, we don't want to be like this.
正常一定要求。
And so normally we need to ask.
我的长短这不，祖母跟孙子一起得圣灵。
And long short, it does not matter. Like just like how the grandmother and their and her grandchild received the Holy Spirit together.
这个祖母是从小洗礼的哦。
And this grandmother was born in the church.
你看她祷告会经过几百场。
and born and baptized in the church. And so you think about how many prayer sessions that or prayers that she has gone through.
我妈妈又很喜欢参加灵恩会。
And my mother
到现在一样啊。
Really love to participate in spiritual convocation.
如果晓得隔壁教会有，他一定去领圣餐，参加灵恩会。
And if
当时没有圣灵的话，已经到前面的祷告，每次都是轮到他六十年。
And if a nearby church has spiritual convocation, she will go and she will go up to the front to pray.
我太太是什么？三十年。
And my wife, it took her 30 years to receive the Holy Spirit.
不用难过。
So do not be upset.
也不用沮丧灰心，这是答应给你的。
Or be disheartened because this is the promise Holy Spirit to you.
这真耶稣教会才有的。
And this is only in the true Jesus Church.
没有在这里没有。
If you are not here, you will not receive it.
是真的。
This is the truth. 也是
真耶稣教会的宝。
This is the preciousness of
true Jesus Christ,
true Jesus Church. If you do not,
你怎么得救？
Oh, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, how can you be saved?
你得救了，你没有产业。
If you, how can you be saved if you and you do not have an inheritance?
也很多人看异象嘛，你根本进不了天国。
Even though you may see many visions, how can you and you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven?
但是这是跟你洗礼连在一起的。
This is related, however, this is linked with you being baptized.
你洗礼成为神的儿女。
And it's only when you are baptized that you can be a child of God.
你成为儿女，他已经应许给你圣灵。
And once you are a child of God, then you, the Holy Spirit is promised to you.
一定会给你。
And it was a, will be given to you.
譬如说
promise.
譬如说这个是一个百货公司了哈。
Let's say that is a department store.
你只要进门，它因为是大拍卖嘛哈。
And let's, once you enter the door.
你一进门，它都是给你一个 coupon。一个
oh, once you enter the door, you will get a coupon.
我们把这个当成应许了哈。
Let's say that this is the promise.
应许一个什么东西啊？一个
promise.
哦，不是哈。应许什么比较好一点的，比较喜欢的
话？哦哦。
应许小熊糖一个，你绝对不会去领的。
If it was like a promised candy, wouldn't go. 应许
有 view 的那个。这样也太荒唐了的一栋别墅好了，这个你要不相信假设这样子了、你就有一个应许给你一栋有 view 的别墅。
And so saying that once you enter into the department store you have the promise of a mansion.
我听一个青年说美国有一些人钱用多到怎么讲？不晓得怎么用，他那个对他来讲，他这个也不感觉很宝贵，就是了、这不会讲，就是应许你不会死。
Or like to promise that you will not die. Because people are afraid of dying.
那这里呢是一个兑换处。
And
换。
Oh, it's you can it's a place to exchange.
你拿到这个。不等于你拿到这个，在这里换了哈。
So just because you received this coupon or this ticket doesn't mean that you have received it.
你只要有这个，
you haven't exchanged it yet.
那有的人就一下就拿到了。有的人呢，一受洗没两天就得到了。
Oh, some people after they are baptized within 2 days they receive it.
甚至有的人你还在这里走路，他就来发给你了。所以有的人还没洗礼就已经怎么样得到了。
And some people who are walking outside of the store, they might receive it, the coupon first.
那他还没进来就已经得，不但给你 coupon 还什么，这个还先拿给你啊。但是目的是要叫你进来。
However,
the
motive of it is to tell you to come in.
好不好？那你拿到 coupon， 你要换这个，你要走很多的路哎，看人呐、哈。
And so once you receive this coupon, it might take a lot of time to get to the exchange area.
你如果信心比较好，那个可能走了好几趟里面的最后才一定会拿到嘛。
And so you might walk around the store for a really long time, but of course you will receive it.
有人呢一进来的一下子就来了嘛。
And so some people, right when they enter, then they receive it.
这个 长短或是没有办法去计算的。
And long and short, we are not able to count.
有时候你想说，这个人应该给他。
And sometimes we may think, this person, I want to give it to them.
不在我的手里，口袋都没有。
But it's not something that.
别的传道我不知道我没有啊。如果有的话，我老早给我太太了。
And because it's not something that we can get.
他会等二三十年吗？
Because if I could give it as a pastor, then I would give it to my wife a long time ago.
决定在神。
It is determined by God.
你的心。
Your heart.
别人只是帮你祷告而已啦。
People can only pray for you.
所以一定给。
God will give.
这是我们真耶稣教会。
This is our true Jesus Church.
如果道理跟这个不一样的。
And however, if the truth is different from this,
就不是我们的教会的。
Then it is not our church.
因为已经变质了。
Because it has changed.
会混乱的哦。
And it can cause chaos.
我们真耶稣教会就是从古到现在，就是要得应许的圣灵。进天国。
And so, our true Jesus Church is to receive the promised Holy Spirit, so we can enter the heavenly kingdom.
好，那我们祷告五分钟吧。
So let us kneel down and pray together.
我们就到此结束。
And this
圣灵也讲完了哈。
And this concludes our Bible study seminar, and we have finished talking about the Holy Spirit.
要求应许的圣灵。
So please ask for the promised Holy Spirit.
对不起，有一节圣经节哈，你看中文一定会想错。
And there's a Bible verse. If you read it in Chinese, you will mistaken.
有人说耶稣是第一个得到应许圣灵的，对不对
？And some people say that Jesus Christ is the first person to receive the promised Holy Spirit.
哪有这回事啊？是看翻看错那个翻看错的翻译的圣经才会这样子的。
And it's because they look at the wrong translation of the Bible that you will think this way.
我们看《使徒行传》。
Learn to the Acts.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
使徒行传二章。
Acts chapter 2.
我们看第三十三节。
Verse 33.
如果你看中文的圣经的话，翻译的话。
And if you look at the Chinese translation.
一定是绝对误会的。
You will misunderstand.
他写什么？
What does it say?
说他既被神右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵。
And therefore being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit.
以中文来讲的话。
And from Chinese.
耶稣从父受了什么？所应许的圣灵。
You may think that Jesus Christ received the Holy Spirit from the Father.
不是啦 the promised
Holy Spirit from the Father.
所以耶稣得到什么？
The promised Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵，对不对？那这个圣灵是应许的圣灵，是不是？
And it may seem that Jesus Christ received the promise of the Holy Spirit.
所以你会解释说，耶稣升天得到圣灵，应许的圣灵，是不是？
And then you may think that Jesus Christ ascended to heaven and received the promise of the Holy Spirit. Promised, the promised Holy Spirit.
中文是这样子嘛，其实不是的。
And actually it is, it says this in Chinese, but it's actually not like that.
其实希腊文里面是说他得到了应许。得到的是应许哦。
However, it actually says that he
received
the
promise.
啊，
这个 promise 是跟圣灵有关的。
And this promise is related to the Holy Spirit.
所以英文的理解是from the Father, the promise of the Holy Spirit.
And in English it says, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣得到什么？
What did Jesus Christ receive?
得到 promise.
Should he receive the promise?
这个要好好想。
So we need to think about this.
一个是得到圣灵，一个是得到应许。
And so one received the promise of the promised Holy Spirit, and one received the promise.
Promise 是什么？有关圣灵的 promise.
And this promise is related to the Holy Spirit.
这不一样。
This is different.
耶稣升天之后
，After Jesus Christ ascended to heaven,
他得到的这个 promise.
He received this promise.
谁 promised 的？父 promised。
Who gave this promise was the Father.
应许什么呢？应许圣灵。
The Father promised the Holy Spirit.
所以 耶稣升天之后得到的父的应许，说要降圣灵，然后再把他圣灵降下来。所以不是说耶稣得到圣灵。
And so it is not that Jesus Christ received the promised Holy Spirit, but rather that he received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father.
他是得到降圣灵的这个应许。
And so he received the promise that the Holy Spirit will descend from heaven.
用来讲吗？他是得到一个 license, 而不是得到一个车子。
So it's saying that he received for us, like he received a license, but not necessarily the car.
好，这样可以吗？
And understand?
所以这个是有时候会混乱的哦。
And so sometimes this can be easily confused.
来，那我们最后祷告结束。
Let us kneel down and pray together to conclude.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.